This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
It is 6:50. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. Hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Baruch Hashem. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you. 100,000 people. The march over Harbour Bridge, Australia, talking about recognition of the Palestinian state. There's a lot going on.
Well, there is a lot going on. And at 1 o'clock Sydney time yesterday, so in other words, almost exactly 24 hours ago, the Australian government took a major foreign policy decision and a major foreign policy switch, which put it essentially broke with the United States government in making a historic announcement that Australia will recognize a Palestinian state when the UN General Assembly meets in New York next month. And this is a decision which tests its relationship with Israel, and Australia and Israel have been strong allies for decades, going back to 1947, and also tests the relationship with the United States, and specifically with the Donald Trump administration. So this announcement was made yesterday, and just to go back one step, as recently as 2 weeks ago, on a Sunday morning television appearance, the Prime Minister, his name is Anthony Albanese, was unequivocal that there was no move afoot for the Australian government to follow France and to promise to recognise the Palestinian state in September, which, as we know, France has said it would do. He was asked directly, are we about to imminently do that? In other words, emulate France. Quote, no, we are not. And this is even as the UK and Canada outlined their plans. And yet within less than a fortnight later, as in, like I said, 24 hours ago, or within that time, he made a 40-minute phone call to Bibi Netanyahu, where he intimated to him that he would be recognizing a Palestinian state soon. It was a question of when and not if. And he also spoke with Mahmoud Abbas, the PA, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister. And then yesterday, broke with the US in making this historic announcement that Australia will indeed recognize a state of Palestine. And again, just to go back one step, when the partition plan happened, or to go back a long step, when the partition plan happened at the UN in 1947, November 29, Australia, beginning with the letter A, was the first country at the United Nations to vote yes to recognize the state of Israel, and in brackets, to recognize the state of Palestine, which sadly was rejected by the Arab bloc at the United Nations. At the same time, adding to that picture, the chair of the UN was Dr. H.V. Evatt, an Australian. So Australia has been there from day one of the establishment of the modern state of Israel, going back to 1947. And it has always given bipartisan support to a two-state solution. And so what has happened now is a major foreign policy shift. And needless to say, it has come as quite a shock to the Jewish community. And indeed, the opposition party has also come out against what has just happened.
So has there been any reaction from the community to government? Has there been any meetings, anything that has been planned to address this?
Well, short answer, yes to both of your questions. So there was, in fact, a meeting with the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Prime Minister just days ago. In other words, just days before this announcement, they did meet. And in fact, and the Jewish leadership, I understand, received an assurance that this would not be taking place imminently. And so the Jewish leadership and multiple Jewish organizations have come out saying that what this does is reward Hamas, that the PA, which has been there for decades, as we know, has been unable to achieve for its reasons of corruption, and Mahmoud Abbas has not had an election in two decades. For all of these reasons, has not been able to achieve a state. Hamas orchestrates a massacre on October 7, and then 2 years later, it is essentially, effectively rewarded with the state of Palestine. So the leadership, Jewish leadership, have pointed out, as has the federal opposition, that it sends a terrible message. Secondly, they've also pointed out, I've asked the question, how is the PA, the Palestinian Authority, going to enforce what it's committed to do? In other words, that the PA will have an election and that it will disarm Hamas. How is the PA going to even do that? And what is the repercussion? What are the repercussions if that does not happen? Because these are the, not conditions, but these are the statements which have been attached to Australia's future recognition of Palestine, that there will be elections, that there will be a restructuring of the Palestinian Authority, and that these things will happen. So Jewish leadership have asked the question, how is this going to be brought about, and what are the repercussions if it's not brought about? So yes, there has been strong response from the Jewish community, strong response from the opposition party to this, very much so indeed. Oh, the interesting point is, mm-hmm. there's also been strong response from the Palestinian or Australian Palestinian community, that they are unhappy as well. They're saying
why?
That this recognition is not enough. It's not enough to have recognition. We want sanctions against Israel, and we want they didn't use the word tachlis. I'm using the word tachlis. We want tachlis action against Israel. So they are also unhappy. They're saying recognition of a state is not enough. We want much more. So both sides of the divide, if I can call it that, the Jewish community and the Australian-Palestinian community are unhappy with what has just taken place.
Given what's happening in Australia itself and the tremendous rise of anti-Semitism, and if we have a minute, we'll talk about this neo-Nazi march as well in Melbourne, surely the government should have or could have been expected to have a little bit more sensitivity to their own community, to Australians.
Well, it's and that's an interesting question. So what the Prime Minister has said, what the Foreign Minister, who stood alongside the Prime Minister when he made the announcement yesterday, what they said is that if we wait any longer, there might not be a state of Palestine to recognize there's no doubt, and you mentioned this in your intro, there's no doubt that the approximately 100,000 people who marched over the Harbour Bridge a week ago now, 9 days ago, has been part of the impetus, if I can use that word, to impel this announcement. At the same time, there's been the other calls from other countries like UK and Canada and France, which have said that they will recognize the state of Palestine when the General Assembly meets in next month in September. So that plus the Harbour Bridge March have all added to the impetus for Australia to do this. And as I said, it just changes the dynamic, where as recently as less than a fortnight ago, the Australian Prime Minister said that this would not happen imminently. And yet, phone call to Abbas, phone call to Bibi Netanyahu, and here we are. And I should also mention the Israeli ambassador in this country, Amir Maimon, who has also said, quote unquote, today the Australian government has abandoned the conditions. Those conditions being for Palestinian state to renounce violence, to free the hostages, to establish credible, accountable governance. All those conditions which Australia initially did mention in discussing a future state, according to the Israeli ambassador, those conditions have now been jettisoned. So it remains to be seen, obviously, how that plays out.
Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Really so much to take on board and not simple at all. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. He brings us the Australia Report every Tuesday at this time.